What's good, everybody? Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. We are out here on a Wednesday trying to get it. It feels nice. It feels good to get a winner. We got one yesterday. Cash Knicks plus 5.5 ultimately was the only thing I ended up playing because it was far and away my most confident play. So it was great to get that after really a week and a half of treading water slash baby drowning. And I'm excited. We got about a week left in the season, so let's make this push. My Warriors got to win. My Giants got to win. It's summer vibes, so we are going to keep the vibes rolling. I appreciate you for all tuning into the pod. And this one, before we jump into the slate, this podcast is brought to you by Natural Melatonin. Fall asleep longer, stay asleep. Fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. 100% drug-free, non-GMO, vegetarian, and gelatin-free. If you have trouble sleeping, which sometimes I do, I don't know. I'm just hit or miss. Maybe like I should just try harder. And sometimes I'm like, I lay down for like a minute. I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't fall asleep. And then I just take some melatonin, which is probably not the best way to go about it. Maybe you should hang in there a little longer. But regardless, if you're having trouble falling asleep, especially right now in the summer, you don't have AC, pop one, a couple of these, man, you'll be good to go. Anyways, I appreciate you all for tuning in. Let's jump into the slate. All right, we got first game. We got Hawks and Wizards. And if you guys follow me even at all, you know on Monday I was on the Hawks -8. Really liked him. Just think there's a, I know the Wizards are streaking, but they're a different team without Beal, and they're playing really, really hard, really, really tough, but they just don't really have the personnel to match up with this Hawks team if the Hawks are at full strength playing their best basketball. And honestly, I really don't think much has changed. You're just getting a better price at 1.5 points better from last time, and I haven't locked it in yet, but I am heavily considering it. And let's talk our way through this one again. So let's just rewind to last game. It was a pretty back and forth game in the first half, right? It was clear the Wizards, you know, it was Brody's, you know, one game away from setting the triple-double record. They came in, locked in. They're fighting for, you know, playoff position as well. They should be at very worst 10 and, you know, are looking safe there. But regardless, you know, you want to play these games out. You want to have momentum heading into that play-in tournament at the very least. So you saw that. You saw the energy level. You saw the fight from them. But regardless, man, the talent, the team talent is not there at the level of the Hawks. And you saw it. The Hawks at half kind of flipped a switch, and they're like, all right, fuck it. Let's get it. And they went into the fourth up 18. And lo and behold, the Wizards, you know, because that's one thing I will always give the Wizards credit for is they battle. They absolutely battle. There's been many times this year where they easily could have quit, and they actually come out and pull out a win, or in last game's case, only lose by one with a shot. They had again, it's a Russell Westbrook three, which we'll probably live with, and it was semi-contested, but they had a look at the buzzer to win that game, or Russell Westbrook did, so and didn't. But regardless, man, if the Hawks are locked in, they're a far superior team, like far, far superior team. You just go kind of through their schedule, and they've been, you know, suddenly all healthy. You go through May, beat a surging Bulls team by double digits, beat a Blazers team by 9 at home, beat the Suns by 32, and then they go and lose that game to Indiana, and then they go lose that game to Washington, or not lose, but, you know, not play as great. I expect a bounce back performance. I mean, they're set. That's the one thing. Like, they are set. They don't really, they're kind of locked into that fifth seed. But regardless, I mean, these games are important down the stretch, for just, you know, continuing to get momentum and rhythm with the guys. I'm leaning Hawks -6.5. Also would lean them -3.5 first half, but haven't locked anything in. I have locked one play in, but haven't locked this in per se, but it's definitely something I'm looking at. Next game, the Spurs and Nets. This is exciting. I want to get back in time to be able to catch this game. Couple injury news to note regarding this game. We have, so James Harden, I believe, should be playing today. Kyrie Irving's questionable. James Harden is questionable with injury management. And Blake Griffin's questionable. So we still haven't gotten any news on KD, official news on KD or Kyrie. But James Harden should be playing. And it's exciting because I really want to get a look at these three, you know, getting some games under their belt before the playoffs start. But with that being said, the Spurs are somewhat fighting for their lives. They should be kind of locked into 10 here. But regardless, you've seen them kind of turn it on of late. They go into Milwaukee and beat Milwaukee. Beat them at home. But they're just playing good basketball. And it's been a very up and down inconsistent team. But regardless, I like the way the Spurs are playing basketball. But the Brooklyn Nets are not a team to really fuck with, you know, like, especially if they're getting everyone back. Six is honestly too low. I think the books are assuming at the very least one of Kyrie or KD will be out. But even if you get one of those two with Harden, this is a lethal, lethal team. And Harden's been out for quite some time. I doubt he's going to play like 38 minutes, but I also don't think he's the type of guy to get like 20 minutes either. You know, I think you're going to see him around the low 30s, high 20s. All right, next game. We got the Celtics and the Cavaliers. Celtics are another team that's basically locked into where they're at. And so you're seeing them, you know, kind of take their... Jaylen Brown's out for the rest of the season, which is really, really sad. But you've also got Kemba ruled out tonight. Marcus Smart ruled out tonight. Robert Williams ruled out tonight. And so really for the Celtics, it's Jason Tatum versus the world. And, you know, Jason Tatum's great and this Cavs team's really bad. But, I mean, I want no part of this game. I really don't want any part of this game. And you guys, I hope you can understand why. You have this Cavs team that's lost by almost double digits every single game. And then you have a reeling Celtics team without their three of their four best players. If you consider Rob Williams... four of their five best players. So not really sure where exactly the numbers lie for me. I think I probably make this close to six and a half. But again, we've seen it. The Cavs randomly will just show up. So I'm going to pass on this game and live to fight another day. Okay. Last two games of the day. We've got the Pelicans and the Mavs. Pelicans heading into Dallas. I believe the Pelicans will be out of the playoffs if they lose or the Spurs win one the rest of the way. Regardless, if they lose a game or basically they need to win out and the Spurs need to lose out, which is probably not going to happen. And then you take into account that they're almost not conceding, but they're going to be without Steven Adams, Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram, and Lonzo Ball. It's really almost like the front office is saying, all right, let's lock in a lotto pick. Let's get our guys like Kira Lewis and Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes some time here to build them some confidence going into the off season. So the Pelicans, actually, we were on them the other day. They've surprisingly been playing really well without Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. You know, there's a lot of ways that that could have gotten really out of hand, but they were very, very competitive in every single game that Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram have missed, even though they've lost. And if Zoe was here today, I'd almost want to hit these Pelicans. But without Zoe, I think it just changes the dynamic just a little bit, puts a little bit more pressure on Kira and Neil Alexander Walker, to the point where, especially against a Mavs team that could be getting KP back and really got embarrassed last night against Memphis, against a team that, you know, they very well could be playing in the play-in if they struggle. I expect a response here from the Mavs tonight. Now, at 9, that's kind of pushing it, but I would definitely lean them here. And again, it's hard because you evaluate these teams based off of, you know, the guys that you know that play big minutes and have big usage, and you kind of know, all right, this is kind of the median of where they play. And without Zion, Zoe, Brandon Ingram, and Steven Adams, I mean, that's 4/5 of the starters. That's a ton of their production on the boards, a ton of their production scoring. So I'm going to stay away here from this one, but I do like Dallas. All right. Actually, I lied. We had three more games. So next game I have locked in. And that is the Utah Jazz minus two. You guys know I hate getting the worst line. It's down to 1.5. And I'm very, very interested in this because I also have the Blazers win total under 41.5. And so they need to lose two. They're at 40 right now. So they need to basically go 1-2 the rest of the way. When they have the Jazz tonight, the Suns tomorrow, or Suns, I don't know if it's tomorrow, but the Suns and then the Nuggets. Okay, Joe Harris just got ruled out for the Nets. So probably going to get news on some of these guys here pretty soon. But regardless, I like the Jazz here today. I do. And I know, you know, in a lot of people's minds, the Blazers are peaking right at the right time. And you look, you know, you could say that in the month of May, they're 5-1. But again, let's peel back the curtains a little bit more. Their first win of the month was against Boston, who again is just, it was without Kemba. And again, is just so, so overrated or inconsistent. That was a couple games before Jaylen Brown got ruled out for the season. And again, he shot 6-for-22. It's clear he wasn't right. Then they lose to Atlanta pretty handily. Then look at their wins. Cleveland, the Lakers, the Spurs. Again, and I'll say the Lakers without LeBron. The Spurs and the Rockets. And so, you know, things are looking better for sure. You can only beat who's in front of you. And they beat most of those teams in pretty impressive fashion. But I'm not ready to say that this team now, even, yes, without Conley and Mitchell, sure, that they can go into Utah against that Utah team who's been super, super consistent and really, to a T, knows what they want to do every single night and be basically a pick 'em. I'd have this closer to 3.5, 4, honestly, and that's where it opened. And so at 2, it's showing really a pretty solid amount of value for me. You still have the best defensive piece. I mean, maybe you don't agree he's the best, but he's up there as one of the best defensive pieces in the league in Rudy Gobert. And you see it night after night. He's either going to erase your shot at the rim or you're going to be forced to take a mid-range pull-up, which is not a – if you're taking a mid-range pull-up every single shot of every single possession of a game, you're probably not going to win that game. So he just forces you to take really, really tough shots. You know, CJ's a guy who can hit it. Dame sure is a guy who can hit it. But I feel very, very confident with that piece. They still have Royce O'Neal, who's been really, really big for them. They have, you know, Joe Ingles as a creator. They still have Bojan Bogdanovic, who's going off in this larger offensive scoring role. And then they still have Jordan Clarkson, who you saw went off for 40 points. Yes, he took 33 shots. But again, that's just kind of the role that's the role they need him to play right now while Conley and Mitchell are out. So many more shots are up for grabs. And you want guys like Jordan Clarkson and Bojan Bogdanovic taking those shots rather than guys like Trent Forrest or Mie Oni or Georges Niang. So I think off of a loss like that, the way they lost, coming back to Salt Lake City, a place that's really, really tough to play, I like the Jazz to get the job done here today. It should be a close one. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes down the wire. But at 2, I feel pretty damn confident that the Jazz get the job done here today. Utah's a very tough place to play. They're off of a loss. And yes, they don't have Conley or Mitchell, but you've seen them be very, very good this year, even without those two. And I feel like they just have enough talent. I'm still not sold on the Blazers defense. Look, Nurk is playing better. Dame's finally looking like he's a little healthier. CJ's playing good basketball. But they are not. Their defense is not to a consistent enough point where every night I can feel confident on them. And so I like this spot where I think, you know, you see the most recent loss to the Warriors. You see Mitchell and Conley are out. You see that the Blazers have been heating up. And it's like, all right, I think a lot of people would want to back the Blazers here today. But I'm going to go with the more consistent team, in my eyes, the better team, and the team at home, with just a short number at 2, and now is at 1.5. It's moved the other way, which obviously, you know, I don't like. But next and last game, the Rockets and Lakers. Lakers 11-point favorites, 222.5 total. Let me read this injury report to you for both sides. Christian Wood, questionable. Avery Bradley, out. LeBron James, questionable. KCP, probable. Marcus Gasol, probable. Anthony Davis, questionable. Daniel House, questionable. Kyle Kuzma, probable. DJ Wilson, out. Alex Caruso, questionable. Talen Horton Tucker, probable. Kevin Porter Jr. out. Daquan Jeffrey's questionable. So we got legitimately more than half the players in this game have their status up in the air. And this is just peak end of the NBA season type of deal. I don't know, man. If the guys who should suit up, and the guys who don't suit up, don't. And, you know, 50% of the questionable guys suit up. I like the under 222.5. I mean, you saw it. Lakers are just, they get in, they're kind of like the Knicks in that they just get into a lot of slug fights. You look last night in overtime, 101-99 with the Knicks. You see a Blazers team that gets up and down, 101-106, 93-89 to the Nuggets. And this Rockets team, you know, they battle, they're playing hard, but they just don't really have a lot of offensive prowess. They've been playing at a faster pace, and that's led to some higher scoring lately. And again, this is more of the lean than anything, but I do like the under here today. So with that being said, guys, let's recap. I like the Jazz. I've locked in the Jazz. You got to wait on some Spurs-Nets news to break. Right now, I like the Nets, but let's say, you know, one of them gets ruled in and the line shoots up. I wouldn't be shocked to find myself on the Spurs if you get them as like an 8-9 point dog. And then I really do like the Hawks. I don't know whether to go team total, halftime spread, or full game spread. Or I will probably find myself on one of those three, though. And I know the Wizards are very, very motivated, but the personnel, man, they are just clearly outmatched. And I think you're getting a shorter number here because of the last two games from the Hawks, because of the recent success from the Wizards, and really because last game it was a one-possession game. But going into the fourth, it was an 18-point game, and it wasn't a fluky 18. Like the Hawks sleptwalked through the first half and then turned it on into the third. And really, when you kind of dick around with a team the way that they did, I expect them to come back really a lot more focused in a game like this. So appreciate you all joining me. Good luck on your bets today, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.